That is quite the good cup of coffee this morning. Ooh, another frigid morning. Trying to get the fire going on this AM. But today I have my last bag of Stumptown coffee. It's called their Founders Blend. And they describe it as a vanilla and cocoa powder flavor. They have a fun description. The diner of your dreams serves this coffee. We like to think of our Founders Blend as a dose of Central America sunshine in a cup. I like the sounds of that. A creature comfort in our cloudy northeast hometown. Simple and chocolate forward. This, and then there's like something blocking the rest of it. But it started out pretty good. Overall, this is actually their best coffee I've had, and I'll try it again. Is light, balanced, hint of chocolate. Don't know where the vanilla, maybe a little bit of sweet at the end. I'd say their best coffee I've had so far is their Founders Blend. So if you're gonna go with the Stumptown, which I love the name and the bag colors, but that's definitely their best coffee. Today I wanted to talk about this one little tip I've been using as of late to help me focus on decreasing screen time. So that counts cell phones, laptops, and television. But the main one is cell phones that I've been focusing on late, because focusing on all three is going to set you up for failure. So personally, and I've only been doing this last week, but it's worked like magic, is a tip of having a designated cell phone spot in the house. And I've known about this tip for about a year now, but just have never used it, and finally got to the point of like, okay, I'm ready to try it, this tip out. And by having a designated cell phone spot has worked wonders again this first week. I keep saying that because this hasn't been tested for weeks or months, but right now it's working extremely well. And what it is at the entrance of our house, we put our cell phones there. And what it allows us to do is, if I'm in a conversation, I know the person doesn't have their cell phone. If they need to do something on their cell phone, they're over in the designated cell phone area, and I know that they are not as receptive for conversation or what I am saying, and they are doing that right now. Also, you have to get up and do it and take yourself away from other people, which can be kind of rude. So it's worked really, really well for us as of late. And it's also because a lot of times at night we would find myself with my wife sitting down watching some TV and also watching some cell phone, some scrolling. So we're not really doing anything. I'm distracting with TV, I'm distracted with my scroll, and I'm not even really paying attention to who's sitting next to me. By getting rid of one of those distractions, it makes actually TV time a little bit more enjoyable, because you can focus on what's going on in the area. And so that is my tip. Give it a try. It has worked really, really well for us. Just for connection, also disconnecting and not feeling I have to always be entertaining myself with technology up in my face. So give that a try. If you have any questions or feedback on that, let me know. I'd love to help you find a sweet spot for holding that cell phone other than the bedside table. And as always, thank you for watching, and I'll see you guys next week. And please check out my website at joshwilliamsfitness.com, where I will be posting things about fitness and the like. And a great day to you.